Hey there, everyone. In today's video, we're diving into a curious idea: when problems are a good thing. Let's jump right in. We're taught to dodge problems like they're the plague, but what if I told you that these challenges are actually key to growth? Dealing with problems can push us, stretch our abilities, and keep us in a constant state of learning and improving. Ever heard of the phrase, "No struggle, no swag"? It's a favorite from George Mumford, the mindful performance coach behind legends like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. Without challenges, we're not really progressing. Now, let's dive even deeper into why embracing problems is a crucial part of our development. The growth-problem connection. Problems are life's little nudges, telling us we're making moves. If you're not encountering obstacles, it might indicate stagnation rather than comfort. Growth emerges from the need to navigate through the unknown. In educational theory, this relates to the zone of proximal development, where learners stretch beyond their current capacities to acquire new skills. Decision-making, whether choosing what to wear or making a big career move, signifies stepping out of the comfort zone, a great indicator of growth. High failure rates as accelerated learning. Failure can be daunting, but high failure rates often point to rapid learning and innovation. Take Silicon Valley's fail fast philosophy, where startups dive into new ventures, soaking up knowledge like a sponge. A Harvard Business Review study supports this, showing that frequent, iterative failures led to groundbreaking innovations, as each setback offered data for more informed future decisions. Remember Thomas Edison? He viewed his numerous setbacks as vital stepping stones, famously stating, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." The importance of facing problems. If you're not facing problems, that's a real problem. An absence of problems might lead to complacency, holding us back from growth and innovation. Complacency in business can result in obsolescence, as seen with companies like Blockbuster, which fail to adapt to technological changes. In contrast, companies like Google and 3M thrive by encouraging a culture that embraces problem-solving, resulting in innovations like Gmail and Post-it Notes, respectively. Making failure your friend. Embracing failure involves recalibrating our mindset. Carol Dweck's concept of the growth mindset posits that viewing failures as opportunities for development rather than reflections of personal inadequacy is essential for long-term success. This mindset shift encourages resilience and persistence, critical traits for achieving long-term goals. How to harness challenges for growth. So how do we tackle these challenges? Here are effective strategies. 1. Algorithms. Think of them as structured guides to problem solving. They assist in organizing thoughts and recognizing patterns. Even outside math, this approach helps streamline solutions in various challenges. 2. Heuristics. These simplified rules help make quick decisions when the path is clear, ideal for managing complex situations. 3. Trial and error. This iterative approach highlights Edison's journey in inventing the light bulb, trying various solutions, learning, and trying again. 4. Insight. Sudden realizations often occur when a problem relates to past experiences, providing fresh perspectives. 5. Overcoming functional fixedness. This involves avoiding viewing problems from the same angles, which opens up diverse solutions. Experimenting with these strategies can transform your relationship with problems, turning them into growth opportunities rather than obstacles. Embrace these challenges, and you'll foster innovation and resilience, both personally and professionally. Remember, it's not about avoiding problems, but mastering how to navigate and learn from them. All right, folks, that's a wrap on why problems might just be a good thing. Hopefully you've got a fresh perspective on facing challenges. If you liked what you heard, make sure to give that thumbs up button some love. And if you want more content like this, hit subscribe. Thanks for tuning in, and see you next time. Keep embracing those challenges.